How can you make this week highly Eucharistic? Our gospel passage today is John chapter 13. It is the Last Supper, and it speaks about them reclining at table. So this is them celebrating the Last Supper. Jesus is there, the apostles are there, Judas is there, and it's the first Mass. Last Supper, first Mass. Last Supper, first Mass. How can you make this week highly Eucharistic? I want you to enter deeply into the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. Not only is the representation of Calvary, not only is it a foretaste of heaven, but it's Him. It's Him. Be intentional. Make a commitment right now. Say, you know what? I'm going to visit a Catholic church for at least 10 minutes of silence during this Holy Week, every day. On Holy Thursday night, I'm going to spend time in adoration, which is the Garden of Gethsemane. On Friday, I'm going to receive our Lord in Holy Communion and spend some extra time in adoration and silent prayer. And go to Mass on Holy Saturday at the Easter Vigil. And then just rejoice that empty tabernacle is now full. Let's make this week extremely Eucharistic. Allow that to happen. Allow your heart to be touched. Just as that happened, the Last Supper, as we read about in our gospel passage today. God bless your week.